So hello everybody and welcome. Again, my name is Victory Lay, but please call me V for short. Today I will be presenting on my birthday nonetheless. Thank you APHA for the birthday present, by the way. To present on strengthening families, parental acceptance, and Texas social support among trans female youth. So I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. Trans female youth are an underserved and understudied population at high risk for numerous poor physical and mental health outcomes, most notably HIV, with a prevalence as high as 19% here in the U.S. And studies have shown that parental relationships with their children are highly influential as a protective factor against engagement and risk behavior among young people. Existing literature on family influences and sexual risk behavior have primarily and overwhelmingly focused on lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth. While trans and gender nonconforming youth may participate in such studies, they generally comprise of a very small minority compared to their sexual minority peers. In a small qualitative study that was done in New York City on adult trans women of color, it was reported that 55% experienced parental rejection and 40% reported experiencing verbal abuse or physical violence from family members. And studies have shown that the disconnect between parent and child gender and sexual orientation expectations may lead to decreased social support among LGBT youth, which in turn is associated with an increase in depressive symptoms, rates of victimization, suicide attempts, and ideation, with trans youth being more likely to attempt suicide than their sexual minority peers. There are many critical parental influences that protect and prevent children from engagement in risky behavior for their overall health and wellness, such as how parents may monitor their child, how parents discuss behaviors with their children, how close parents are close to their children, as well as a plethora of other influences that affect the health and wellness of youth today. But today I'll be focusing on just two: parental acceptance and parental social support. So the goal of our study was to examine differences between social support from parents versus other types of social support on the following outcomes: parental acceptance, HIV risk factors, which include history of sexual work, age at sexual debut, condomless anal intercourse, and mental health regarding psychological distresses. And we hypothesized that parental social support is associated with higher levels of parental acceptance and better health outcomes. And so the eligibility requirements for our participants were that they would have to self-identify their gender as something other than their male biological sex that was assigned to them at birth, such as being transgender, genderqueer, genderfluid, gender nonconforming, etc. Reside in the Bay Area of San Francisco and age 16 to 24. And we used various methods of recruitment, which included peer referrals such as word of mouth, outreach on social networking sites like Facebook and Instagram, as well as, believe it or not, dating websites like OkCupid and Plenty of Fish, as well as trans-specific dating websites. We also attended plenty of community events such as Transgender Day of Remembrance, Transgender Day of Visibility, Trans March, and Pride events in and around the San Francisco Bay Area to recruit, as well as using referrals from both community-based organizations such as local LGBT organizations and transgender health clinics. So how we determined social support for this study was by asking participants, from whom do you get the most social support? And if participants identified parents as their primary source of social support, they would be coded as having PSS, which stands for parental social support. And if they identified someone other than their parents, they would be coded as NPSS, non-parental social support. And 10 items were developed into questions using gender-specific constructs based on Caitlin Ryan and her colleagues' work on family acceptance among sexual minority youth to measure parental acceptance for this study's analysis. And below are examples of some of the questions that we did ask, like item 1, do any of your parents or caregivers ever talk to you about your trans or gender nonconforming identity with you? And we'll go through all of the other constructs later in the presentation. How we measured the HIV risk factors were by three outcomes: age of sexual debut, history of sex work, and condomless anal intercourse. And how we measured mental health was by using the 18 abbreviated version of the Grief Symptom Index, which is a screening tool used to assess psychological distress. We used univariate and bivariate analysis conducted using the statistical analysis system in order to assess significant differences between proportions using chi-squared tests. And we wanted to first analyze and describe demographic characteristics and overall outcomes, and to further explore these outcomes by types of social support. So parental social support versus non-parental social support. And 300 transnuminal youth aged 16 to 24 participated in our study, and over three-fourths, at 77.4%, of participants were aged 20 to 24. So majority of participants, 44.2%, self-identified as being female, and 32.9% self-identified as transgender. Our sample was ethnically diverse, with more than a third at 36.5% identifying as white, and 6.3% are minority group who self-identified as Asian. Less than a third at 26.7% of participants reported a history of sex work, and more than half at 56.8% reported a sexual debut from the ages of 13 to 17. 37.2% reported engaging in condomless anal intercourse in the past 6 months, and 11.6% were symptomatic of psychological distress. These are the rest of the constructs, the 10 constructs that were developed into gender-specific questions used to measure parental acceptance for this analysis, for this study, and an example is provided to the right. Do any of your parents or caregivers support your gender identity despite feeling uncomfortable? And responses were recorded dichotomously as yes or no, with a range of parental acceptance from high frequency at 62.1% to low at 15%. Of our 300 participants, 49 participants at 16.3% of participants reported parents as their primary source of social support, and the rest identified NPSS, non-parental social support. We saw a greater percentage of those who reported parental social support experiencing higher parental acceptance when compared to non-parental social support. And we saw this apply significantly to 6 out of 10 items. This was also observed across levels of parental acceptance, and no statistically significant differences between parental social support and non-parental social support in HIV risk were found with the outcomes, though no significance was found between the relationship for parental and non-parental social support regarding their BSI scores. Those who did report parental social support exhibited less symptoms of psychological distress compared to those who reported non-parental social support. And we'd also like to point out that BSI scores were not significant, but it was approaching clinical significance. So while many LGBT youth may choose not to disclose their identity to their parents out of fear, about half of the youth in our data whose parents did know about their gender identity reported that their parents were not accepting of their trans identity. And in our data, we found that transnational youth who reported parental social support as their primary source of social support experienced greater parental acceptance compared to those who reported non-parental social support. And our data also suggests that parental social support may have a clinically significant impact on mental health, and found that a greater proportion of those who reported non-parental social support reported having symptomatic psychological distress compared to those who reported parental social support. In conclusion, trans female youth without parental support may also be may be more likely to experience psychological distress resulting in increase in mental health disorders over their life course. And as a result, parental social support may be protective of HIV risk for transsexual youth. Parental acceptance may also be key to increasing parental social support systems for transsexual youth. And there is also a need for interventions to increase parental acceptance of transsexual youth, which may have a direct impact on increasing parental social support and preventing risks for HIV and other poor physical and mental health outcomes. So this study is without limitations. It was localized to San Francisco and cannot be generalized to the population of transsexual youth. The directionality and associations cannot be further examined due to the data being cross-sectional, though opportunities for longitudinal analysis will occur in the course of the overall study. Trans research and literature are already limited for a growing population of trans people that are misunderstood, underrepresented, and understudied. Research and understanding the importance on the impact of parental acceptance in concordance with parental social support needs to be explored further in order to create interventions for parents to help connect and guide their child through important transitional milestones. A possible intervention includes creating safe spaces for trans and gender nonconforming children at school by providing counseling to help facilitate with their transitional questions and perhaps have counselors aid youth with parental interventions and disclosure. And these are the references that I mentioned in this presentation. And we would like to thank all participants in the SHINE study and the National Institute of Mental Health for also funding this research. And this manuscript is currently under review at the Journal of International AIDS Society. And as a proud transgender woman of color myself, in my personal experience, I know what it's like not to have parental acceptance and social support in my own life, especially with the beginning of my own transition to become the woman I am today before you. But over time, of course, my mom, with her unconditional love, started to show me acceptance first and social support after. She is now my rock, my best friend, and my number one person to go to for anything. She knows every detail of my life, yes, which is weird, but hey, that's my mom. And my dad, on the other hand, only recently started to accept me, and only in the confines of our own home. So he doesn't socially support me outside, so we're trying to find that bridge to gap that awkward, you know, days between us. But I do miss the connection I had with my dad once, and hope to rekindle that in the future, because he's always my daddy and I will always love him. I cannot stress the importance of this research and how acceptance and social support should be able to come to a child in transition's life, complementary pair. It should be together, not separate, and it'll make the world of a difference for a child in transition. And thank you so much for allowing me to present for my first time ever, and happy birthday to me.